And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Man, the text lines again just blew up. So Lynn from Knoxville says, you and I both know Birmingham Southern will be at least loaned the money. The government will not allow it to fail, regardless of it being a bad policy and precedent. I don't know, Lynn. I'm curious about that because I'm not hearing. I did see, and I've got an article here that says that the Speaker of the State House, Nathaniel Ledbetter, who was on the show not long ago, that he has said, well, there's this talk about that. But he's not saying, we see this as a way forward. He's not providing leadership emphasis. And the person who is carrying the bill, who is talking about it the most, is not well-liked in the House. Representative Wanda Gavan, just to be honest with you, is a Democrat who is known for just being kind of like wild and on fire and always has an issue and gets up there and screams at the microphone and says things that no one should be allowed to say in public. And it's just, so anyway, I am right now doubtful, to be honest with you, that we could get it through the House and the Senate and signed off on by the governor, because the governor's already said state funds are not going to a private institution. So that's, so we'll see, Lynn. We'll see. We'll see. What else we got here? Bruce from Hazel Green says, that's what's wrong with this country right now. Everybody got their hand out wanting to bail out. Kevin McCarthy needs to hold Biden's feet to the fire. We need to get this debt under control. I agree with that. That's a whole other topic for a different day. But yeah, the debt ceiling is looming. The debt ceiling fights are on. Everybody's pointing the finger and blaming. And all Biden can talk about is, I need to spend more money. And that's just got to stop. What else we got in there, Boomer? You see anything else? I mean, I got like text after text here. Jason.
They're just blowing up. I'm trying to keep up, and I don't even know which one to read.
I mean, there's audience participation, and then there's like, wow, audience participation. Jason from Huntsville. I have a question about, where does Birmingham fit in all this? I agree with everything you all just said, but Justin Bogey alluded to something regarding the safety of the area or the attractiveness of the area. Doesn't Birmingham have a responsibility to keep it safe around Birmingham Southern? And that would be true. That part of town is not what we would call an up-and-coming part of town. It's a little bit jaded in that area. Birmingham Southern is one of the highlights of you know, that part of town. I don't know. I think Birmingham Southern does have its own campus police. But, yes, Birmingham police would certainly be responsible for helping that area. But it's just I won't call it blighted. It's not blighted by any stretch. But it's just in I don't know what to say. It's just a less attractive part of town. It's just kind of an older section of town losing its emphasis.
Yeah, just older part of town that's a little bit more rundown.
Yep. Grandstand from Huntsville says, I went to Sanford with the guy who I talked about, Neil Wade. He's a politician who only supports what benefits him. Oh, wow. He said, BSC is a Methodist college, and Methodists are having problems right now. That's a good point. The Methodist Church is really going through some stuff. It's all the split over liberal versus conservative issues, and they've actually gone through a denominational split. A lot of churches in Alabama and all our listening area are deciding they're not part of the United Methodist Church anymore, and it's been really amazing. But yeah, you know what? That's an interesting point, though, Grandstand. If this is a Methodist college, are they not supported by the denomination? I'm guessing the answer to that is no, from what I'm understanding. Brian from Huntsville, curious, is Birmingham Southern a 501c or a C3? Well, I'm not sure what the difference is. It's not a C3. It's a public institution, so I don't think so. Mm-hmm. But they are allowed by law to have what's called an endowment or a trust fund. So that's what they're working on setting up. So they may have a separate 501c3 or C something fund set up, like the Birmingham Southern Endowment. That kind of thing. What else is in there?
Did you read J.T. Lacey Springs?
I don't think so.
Birmingham Southern, what CPA accountant allows 30-plus million of debt to happen?
Oh, listen, man. They had, and it's all getting into my stuff that I've got here that we're going to wind up lapping over the hour, but I've got a piece on that. They had like a $121 million endowment, and they got hog wild on trying to beautify the campus. They built a giant pond for millions of dollars. They built, I want to say, I read one report says they tried to build some special green energy style modern dorms. They built a football stadium when they hadn't had football in like 100 years. And then they did some other beautification, lots of landscaping, and they whittled it down to $51 million endowment. They spent over half their endowment doing stuff like that.
Wow.
And by the way, a part of it was accounting. So apparently when the school was calculating how their Pell Grants work, They were calculating wrong, and they incurred massive debt because their bookkeepers got it all wrong. And I don't know how that worked out.
Ooh.
I do know that people lost their jobs, but by golly. So here we got what I would call wanton spending, and we got reckless accounting, or at least negligent accounting. And now they want the state to give them some money. Huh.
Wow.
How about no?
Yeah, no thanks.
If you and I went and applied for a business loan, they would look at our, they would say, well, we want to pull a credit history. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's not going to work, sir. I'm sorry. You appear to have bounced checks left and right. That's not going to work. You failed at your business. You know.
But they're just thinking, oh, maybe we should just give them a loan. We're not looking at anything.
We're too big to fail. That's what it is. They claim they're too big to fail.
But they just failed.
They're failing. Well, they did vote.
Failing.
I'm so ahead of my material right now. Right. But they did vote. The Board of Trustees did vote to go ahead and remain open for the fall semester. And I know why. It's because they're hoping they're going to get some money from the state. And they knew if they announced they were closing right now, there's no chance of it. So they're still clinging to hope that the state of Alabama is going to rush on in with a big old fat check. That's a big fat bailout. And I'm saying, don't do it. Don't do it, fellas. Birmingham Southern's got to do what every college does. They've got to trim the fat. They got to manage their own debt and bookkeeping. They've got to recruit students and get them in there, and they got to give people a reason to want to go to school there and pay their tuition. Period. Either that or UAB might need a new campus. And that's, you know, I don't know. I heard that there was a standing rumor. There was a standing thing. So Birmingham School of Law is a separate law school that UAB has wanted to acquire for years. That's where I went, Birmingham School of Law. And so I had heard that, and what would be interesting is if UAB finally acquired Birmingham School of Law and placed it on the Birmingham Southern campus and created a new competitive major law school. I'm just spitballing now. I'm just making
up. Maybe somebody's listening, and they're just going to, ooh, that was a great idea. We're going to jump on that.
If it happens, you heard it here first.
There we go.
All right. We're going to break. I'm going to come right back and wrap this thing up with Birmingham Southern and the big fat bailout. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. Side ruffians out there, you are listening to
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got local, state, national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hour number two already, Boomer.
Crazy.
Hour number two. You know what? I think we need to start off with a camel. Hour number two on Wednesday means there you go.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is. Guess what day it is. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
All right. Hour number two on the halfway day to the weekend. So, yeah, congratulations for making it halfway through the week. I got to tell you, I just got a very interesting text. Eddie from Huntsville, brand spanking new in the texting system, I believe, talking about Birmingham Southern. He says, well, this happened at my alma mater. They were broke a few years back, and they asked North Carolina to bail them out. Instead, the state offered to buy it and make a prison that they desperately needed. Wow. He said the school and the alums were horrified. They found another private college to buy it. Small Southern Christian College called St. Andrews in Laurinburg, I believe. Anyway, all said and done, He said, I mean, he meant Laurinburg, Alabama, North Carolina. Yeah. Eddie Huntsville. Thanks, man. That's very interesting. I can see that. I mean, that's the only way the state should do something is if the state needs the facilities for true state work. But I don't think the city of Birmingham is going to sit still for a prison being plopped down inside the city limits. Tony from Russellville says, did the person you interviewed say that Tuskegee University is a private school receiving tax dollars? Why in the world? I can tell you right now that's been in the budget. Historically black college dating back to something that was put in place in the 1880s, I believe. So, Tony, that's been in place for quite a while. The one that I questioned specifically was Lyman Ward Military Academy. It's a private school. Lyman Ward Military Academy is down in Marion, Alabama. It's actually a really, really cool school. Their mascot is the Swamp Foxes. At least they used to be. I'm not sure if they still are of all the you know historical wokeness we got going on nowadays. But I questioned why, and I was the only one who would go to the microphone and question why continue to give. Now I don't dislike them. Just like I don't dislike Birmingham Southern. I think my grandmother went to Birmingham Southern. Actually, I've had friends that played baseball at Birmingham Southern. Always had a good program there. But this ain't the way to go. This ain't the way to go. Let me look at a couple things here before I wrap this whole segment up. I told you about that guest opinion. He is absolutely out of his mind if he wants to compare this to trying to bring a major manufacturer to Alabama. He calls it economic development, and his title is, he says, if Birmingham Southern College didn't exist, we would pay millions to bring it to Alabama. No, we wouldn't. We don't have that luxury. Well, this would be different if the sky were green. That's what he's talking. I mean, this is, and it ain't like that. So first of all, if Birmingham Southern wanted to move itself from one place to another and come to Alabama from outside the state, we would still look at their history, their finances, their capabilities, their expenditures, but this ain't that. I will tell you, I mean, this is making national news. We've got a piece right here from Inside Higher Ed magazine that talks about this whole situation. Where's the endowment piece? Boomer, I quoted it slightly wrong. They had a $110 million endowment, and they withered it down due to major building projects, drawdowns, and the recession to around 53. So they spent over half their endowment nonetheless.
Wow.
Yeah. They're also, their enrollment declined. From 2010 to 2021, they've dropped 500. And it's only like 1,500 student body, but they're down to only 1,000. So it's down to some pretty small facilities.
That's pretty small.
That's a lot of small.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of small. That's like smaller than some high schools.
Right.
I mean, we've got like Highlands College Church of the Highlands but they have 1,000 students, I believe.
Yeah, they do.
So that's smaller than I thought it was. They have received $46 million in pledges from private donors towards their goal of raising $200 million. They've also received $575,000 in donations, cash in hand. They voted to go ahead and stay open through the fall. I mean, if they still have a $53 million endowment in hand, they've got over $500,000 cash in hand, and they're staying open with 1,000 students, I just can't help but think there's a way forward here without you having to go get private dollars or in public dollars. The other thing that I'll point out is this is not being received real well by government officials at all levels. So the city of Birmingham story came out March 19th, and I got to go back and look and see what's happened since then, because the last article that I pulled said that they weren't even going to meet about this again until sometime here in April. I want to say like next week. Maybe it's this week, actually. Birmingham Southern College forced to wait a little longer for help, says CBS 42. The city council proposed a resolution but received pushback. So two members of Birmingham City Council says, maybe so. We could do this. And they proposed a resolution in favor of it, to which the other members of the city council said, not so fast, and they decided to table it until they meet for their next committee of the whole in April. So I think that's this week. I mean, you can't even get $7 million. Of course, the city of Birmingham just totally botched the whole World Games things, and they were in major debt because of that.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're going to ask for money from them?
Oh, boy.
Hey, can you, without any money, give me some money? It doesn't usually work real well. Just doesn't really work well. I've already told you about the loan possibility. And then here's a thing that just really blows my mind. So if you ever follow any of the writers at AL.com, AL.com, not known for being a bastion of conservatism. If you want to read conservative-laced news, you might want to try 1819news.com. But AL.com, it's got news, and they got a couple of writers, one of whom is Kyle Whitmire, who I rarely ever agree with. He is extremely liberal, and yet I agree with him. He's a graduate of Birmingham Southern, and he says this has basically been a one series of bad mistakes and gross mismanagement after another. And he gives the history. And what amounts to about a five-page piece, he wrote, and he called it, after 20 years of decline, BSC struggles to find its way forward. And he gives the whole scoop about building the pond, which even the current president of the university says was completely useless. And then he talks about the landscaping that then re-landscaped and then re-landscaped and then re-landscaped. And they built a big bell tower, and they built dorms, and they built all these things. And now the dorms are like half empty, I guess, because they don't have a big student body. It's just, the whole thing's a mess. It's a mess. All right, we're going to take a break because I'm going to call that, I'm going to put a lid on that one. To borrow a term from the Biden administration, let's put a lid on that. And I'm actually doing it a couple minutes early, which fits perfectly. Putting a lid on it early. That's
what it was. It took me a second to adjust.
I feel nasty for having said that. We're going to come right back and switch gears. A sporting chance for women. I'm telling you right now, there's a war on women, and we're going to talk about Title IX and what's happening. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.